Hi, Leila. Thanks for meeting on such short notice.
No problem. Given the circumstances, I thought I'd drop everything.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, if these figures are correct, then I'm pretty sure everyone will have to drop what they're doing and work only on this.
What do you mean, everyone?
Everyone, Leila. If these fail rates are correct, we might need to do a complete recall. That means we'll need our PR team working around the clock to reduce the damage in the media. We'll need every lawyer we have working on this to cover ourselves from being sued, not to mention the sheer logistics of recalling 7 million cars.
Okay, don't you think we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves here? A complete recall sounds a bit drastic, don't you think? Couldn't we just, I don't know, offer everyone $1,000 to replace their brakes?
Absolutely not. Anyone who didn't get the brakes replaced and had an accident could still sue us for millions. But more to the point, the damage to the brand would be terrible. Toyota would become a laughingstock. And besides, would you feel safe driving in a car that the car company literally had to pay you to get repaired?
I guess not.
Did you double check the fail rate of the brakes with the Consumer Safety Bureau?
I did. They said they triple tested the brakes. 15% of the brakes suffer catastrophic failure at 10,000 kilometers driven.
That's insane. How did our engineering department and the Consumer Safety Bureau miss this in the testing phase?
Apparently, we have such a good track record with the CSB that they didn't bother testing the brakes after 5,000 kilometers.
What? But they're supposed to test them up to 20,000 Ks. So they dropped the ball and now we have to pay God knows how much to do a recall?
I don't think there's much point in playing the blame game right now. And besides, our engineering and safety departments messed up just as badly, if not more. Do you really think a complete product recall is a real possibility here?
I don't just think it's a possibility. I think it's a likelihood.
Jesus, how much does it cost to recall 7 million cars?
Ballpark figure? About $1 billion.
Oh, wow.
But that's not even the real issue here. The cost in terms of branding, reputation, and consumer trust will be much higher.
Well, if you had to estimate, how much?
How should I know? I mean, I have no idea. I'm sorry. I need to stay level-headed. Look, I need to meet the board of directors and break the news to them.
Okay. Should I prepare the logistics department for a complete recall?
Absolutely not. Under no circumstances should you tell anyone else about this. At the moment, this is on a need-to-know basis, and they do not need to know yet. Just sit tight. I'll get back to you by the end of today.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. I'll need it.